Hello. This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from VOA Home Studios in Washington, D.C. It's great to be back with you again this weekend. Are you ready for some more awesome music? Today, you're going to hear Afrobeats from Nigeria and Rwanda, Malian desert blues, new traditional Mbira sounds from Zimbabwe, a romantic new single by two kings of Congolese music, perfect for Valentine's Day, and traditional Temne music by women of Sierra Leone. Now, on a sad note, we are also paying tribute today to the legendary South African musician Jonas Gwangwa. He passed away January 23rd at age 83, a huge loss to the African music world. And Bill Odidi brings us a beautiful tribute from Nairobi, Kenya. Also, you may remember that I recently spent some weeks in New York City. Well, I am bringing you some live music from that trip by the amazing Beninese brother trio, Jomian and the Uklos. And last but not least, I have a really fun, informative conversation about the queen of Amapiano. Yeah, I talk with VOA colleague Mike Hove, who is the host of a popular radio talk show here on the Voice of America called The Connection. Who is the queen of Amapiano? Well, you're gonna find out, and you're gonna love her. So that's what's inside today's show. Let's get this baby on the road. Starting out in Rwanda, here is Bruce Melody with his 2020 hit single, Abu Dhabi.
We were once happy together, far from the city, our goals were set together, kept them to our daughter. No, 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 yeah. Many girls were crazy for me, but I left them for you. You remember after to drink a beer, but I left it all for you. Angelina, mama. Angelina, yo, 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 yo. Angelina, mama. Angelina, yo, yo, yo. Wow, fata. Akakonza nida. I feel it like my life is over.
Yes, all right. That was Bruce Melody from Rwanda with Abu Dhabi. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa. Now, from Rwanda to Ghana, this is Wendy Shay with HIT, Haters in Tears, featuring Shatawale.
Wendy Shay on the DT. For your info, check the intro, check the logo, I'm for the zone. Make a link up with the gringo, another head song, it's a bingo. Enemies, follow me, everywhere, dummy go. Then they look, then they joke, then they want, make me a go. Ha. I be good, girl, come bad, eh. Hey, I'm on my MSI, eh. Into Shano, I'm a man, many men they wish death upon me. All I see is jealousy. Friend indeed, this friend in me. The more you they hate, Baba God bless me. Hey, yeah, bless you more. Hey, bless you more.
He's another one, make everybody gather round. Dear Mo and I am a time. My yama, gonna fuel who so bind. Mumfan saw her award, nay her dollar. Media Mecca, Miss Robia, and I so. For them, I info, we got the reach. Nobody's award go make a reach. Dream of Bemmy, I'm a bay. Nobody go fist stop this ito. Cause Jaja day.
Mixed by Danny B. I be good, girl, come bad. Hey, I'm on my MSI. Into Shano, I'm a man.
I'm just on a series of video stars. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
All right. Hello, everybody. You just heard Wendy Shay from Ghana, and now we go to Zimbabwe with another rockin' female artist, Vimbai Zimuto. Now, this is exciting, fresh, new traditional music. It features the mbira, percussion, and traditional dance rhythms. You just know you're in Zimbabwe. And the lyric message is playful and suggestive. In the music video description on YouTube, which premiered in 2020, Vimbai writes, and I quote, Kupakitwa, that's the title of the song, literally means getting fed very good. It's up to you to choose what you're being fed by whoever is feeding you.
Time with you. Menyo wake wanita potato. Chikiro wake wanita mwayo. Apana kana kwandi no enda ini.
By Vimba Izimuto from Zimbabwe.
Yeah, music time in Africa with the most beautiful Heather Maxwell. She's very well.
Now, there's so much more awesome music ahead. We're going to hear a lot more about another female artist from Zimbabwe, a singer. Her name is Shasha. That's near the back half of the hour. Plus, other great jams, including live music by Jomian and the Uklos that I recorded in person in New York City just a couple weeks ago. That's coming right up. But first, we have to pay our respects to the recent passing of an African music legend, Jonas Gwangwa.
Hello to you, Heather, and warm greetings for me, Bilo Didi, for Music Time in Africa here in Nairobi. Now, African music has suffered a huge loss. Jonas Gwangwa, the legendary South African musician, composer, and arranger, died on January the 23rd at the age of 83. He enjoyed a career spanning 60 years and was at the forefront of championing his country's culture by combining jazz with distinct sounds from the townships of Johannesburg and other cities in South Africa. Jonas Gwangwa enjoyed a long and tumultuous career stretching back to the 1950s when he first played the trombone in a high school band, and among his bandmates was a certain Hugh Masekela, who of course went on to achieve global fame. Now, in a strange twist of fate, Gwangwa died exactly 3 years to the day his friend Masekela passed on. And as if that coincidence was not strange enough, another African music icon, Oliver Mtukudzi from Zimbabwe, also died on that very date, January the 23rd, 2 years ago. Now, make of that what you will. is really nice, Morwa by Jonas Gwangwa from the album Sounds from Exile. Now, just like other renowned musicians of his generation, the career of Jonas Gwangwa was intertwined with the liberation struggle in South Africa. The apartheid regime banned his music from the airwaves and he was banished into exile for almost 30 years. Gwangwa was a member of the Jazz Epistles alongside the finest generation of South African musicians, including the pianist Abdullah Ibrahim, also known as Dollar Brandt, Masekela on trumpet, and saxophonist Kippie Moketsi. After the breakup of that group, Gwangwa's international status grew and he was the arranger and conductor of the 1965 Grammy Award-winning album An Evening with Harry Belafonte and Miriam Makeba. An infectious groove, you can't avoid tapping your feet to it. It's called Barunga, composed and performed by Jonas Gwangwa. Gwangwa's most internationally celebrated work was the original film score for the 1987 Academy Award winning movie Cry Freedom, which earned him 2 Oscar nominations and a Grammy nomination for Best Song Written for a Motion Picture. He returned to South Africa in 1991 and composed the theme music for his country's 2004 Olympic bid, and also composed scores for several film and television shows. The South African government awarded him the country's high civilian honor for his contribution to the country's art and culture. Jonas Gwangwa was struck by illness that left him bedridden since 2019. He died on January the 23rd at the age of 83. He will be remembered for transcending the barriers of segregation and using the platform of music to champion freedom and liberty for his people. I'm Bill Odidi for Music Time in Africa. Now back to Heather Maxwell.
Thanks, Bill. Okay, hi, everybody. How are you all doing? I hope you're enjoying your weekend so far and your time with me right here on The Voice of America. I've got some great desert blues coming up, followed by new Afro beats and Congolese R&B. But right now, I'm taking you to Queens, New York, with this live recording with the Beninese brother trio, Jomian and the Uklos. We set up in their church on a day when it was empty, and for the first time in a year, I was able to film and record a live session. Well, that is with the exception of the other artist I recorded in New York, Yakuba Sisoko, and I featured that session last week. Anyway, to Jomian and the Uklos. This is JB on the keys and Samuel on drum set. He is the senior brother and elder and leader of the band. And there's Mathieu on conga and trumpet. They all sing, as you're going to hear. JB, what are you going to play for us right now?
We're going to perform Waweawa.
Waweawa.
Yeah. Which means you reap whatever you sow.
Okay. We'll be right back. All right. That was Jomian and the Uclos live from New York. Hey, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell, and we're going to hear another live piece from these guys at the end of the hour. And by the way, you can watch the video of what you just heard and also of the other performance by Yakuba Sisoko I mentioned on my YouTube channel or my social media. And I'll give you more details on all that at the end of the hour. All right, so this is guitar axeman Anansi Cisse from Mali. The song Aiguna was inspired by the vision of a young Fulani man whom Cisse saw just passing by carrying milk in a gourd. A quintessential image, actually, of the pastoral Fulani peoples. That was Aiguna by Anansi Cisse. He's coming out with a new album at the end of this month, so I'll be sure to share that new stuff with you when it comes. I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa. Next up, we've got Park Well by Tiwa Savage featuring Davido, followed by Anku by Fali Ipupa and featuring Daju. That one is especially for all of you lovers out there celebrating Valentine's Day.
Early mama, your phone, I did call, baby. 247, maybe you, I didn't want, baby.
Music Time in Africa.
Madame a le niveau. Elle me dit mon chéri, fais-moi tout ça là là. Je veux des bisous là là là. Ne reste pas là là là. Enlève le cadenas. Chéri, fais-moi tout ça là là. Je veux des bisous là là là. Ne reste pas là là là. Enlève le cadenas. Elle veut que je chante pour elle chaque jour, mon bébé. Elle dit que ma voix lui donne de l'amour, mon bébé. Elle veut que je chante pour elle chaque jour, mon bébé. Fais comme tu sais faire, fais-moi ton adieu, mon bébé.
Live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
All right, hey everyone, I'm Heather Maxwell. Now we're going vintage traditional, people. This is a 2-minute track of Temne traditional music that was broadcast on this show in 1988, back when Rita Rochelle was the host and Leo Sarkisian wrote and directed the show.
From the Republic of Sierra Leone, here's music of the Temne people. A group of women belonging to the Bondu Society are led by Bonki Kamara, considered to be the best performer of Temne traditional music.
right. Yes, amazing. Vintage traditional music from Temne women of Sierra Leone. That track was broadcast on Music Time in Africa in 1988. And if you want to listen to that in its original radio show, you can. It's available now online, free access, along with hundreds of other archived radio shows dating back from as early as 1965. Yep, just go to voanews.com/MTIA-archive.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Okay, hey guys, in case you're just tuning in, I'm Heather Maxwell. You're listening to the Voice of America from Washington, D.C. So, a while back, I had a Zoom conversation with a VOA colleague about the Zimbabwean amapiano singer Shasha. And for various reasons, I never got to present our conversation to you, so I'm bringing it to you today. Not only because it's still totally relevant, but also because Shasha has come up for another big award. You'll hear about the first big award in this conversation. The one she's coming up for is another MTV Africa Music Award, but this time the Breakthrough Act category. So here's our conversation. Big, big, big Mike Hovey, how are you?
I'm chilling, Heather. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing fine here at home, and I see you're all comfy there at home, too.
I'm trying my best to stay safe and be comfortable.
All right, so you just sent me the song by Shasha.
Woza.
Yes, Woza. And I really like that. And I know she's originally from Zimbabwe. You're from Zimbabwe. Those of you who have never seen or heard Mike on my show before, he comes on from time to time. He is also a VOA host and a reporter, journalist in the Zimbabwe service. The Connection. So if you want to get connected to all things Zimbabwe, you just got to get on there, listen, watch Mike. So anyway, Mike, you turned me on to Shasha and that song, and I just love it. About her, what kind of insight can you give about her?
Latest information would be the BET award winner. She is now the titled Queen of Amapiano. Shout out to her for that. Her music has been really amazing, like you mentioned. She was born in Zimbabwe. I actually share that connection with her, being someone who grew up in South Africa but was born in Zimbabwe. Shasha is very similar in that context. But yeah, vocalist, amazing vocalist. And like I said, the Queen of Amapiano, that would be the greatest thing that you could really title to her, because that's not an easy thing.
Yeah, that's true. Who gave her that title? Is it a self-title or has she actually...
No, the people gave it to her. The people championed her. The people gave it to her.
Right.
I don't think it's something she woke up and was like, I'm the Queen of Amapiano. No, the people definitely gave her that title.
Good. Some people actually do that.
Yeah. I know. But no, Shasha definitely deserves that. She deserves it.
All right, let's take a listen to the song Woza, W-O-Z-E, Woza. And...
means come here.
Okay. And then we'll come back and talk about it some more. Other pieces of work has she done, Mike, that you like? Because I think this is the first time I've heard anything by her.
Oh, no. Besides the stuff that she's featured on, just first?
No, even stuff she's featured on. Like,
she's featured on a lot of hits. I can think of a couple. She's got her own, Tender Love. She's got a song called Mutare, which I give her really kudos for. I love it personally because that's the first time I've heard Shasha on an amapiano song, which I found really interesting and different.
Oh.
Tired, all the way to high, She's featured on songs with Sangling Soweto, Abulalegi, which was a mega hit.
Yes, that's true. That's a good one.
She's featured on quite... that's why I said, when you talk about Amapiano, yeah, and you think of the biggest hits of 2019, biggest hits of 2020,
yeah,
there's a lot of them that feature Shasha. So once again, that's why I wasn't surprised when she won a BET award. I was like, this is deserving, because Amapiano is a growing genre that's really taking over the continent. And Shasha is basically, she's basically like, you know when Drake has a solid run and he's everywhere?
Yeah.
That was Shasha for Amapiano. So I was like, she deserves that. She's been on a lot of negatives. So yeah.
All right, everybody listening, this is Mike Hove from VOA's Zimbabwe service, and I'm Heather Maxwell. And we are talking about Shasha, the singer award winner of 2020 BET Best New International Act. Award she won for BET in 2020 was for Best New International Act.
International, right.
And she beat out a lot of people.
Big names.
Yeah. And I remember when I was going through the list at the time, I was like, Shasha, who's that? Oh, and I moved on to somebody I knew in a different category. But I'm glad we're finally coming back to her now. One thing I like about her from looking at interviews with her recently is that she works hard, and she says, you know, I've come a long way and I have worked really hard and I just keep going and keep going. She seems like a really sensible, intelligent, hardworking person. And I always like to see that with artists, especially young artists that just come up, because they're not trying to say, yeah, it was so easy. She doesn't seem to be pretending or hiding the kind of work she's
putting. So here's the thing with Shasha's journey, and once again, I take my hat off to her. It's not easy breaking into a new country's industry. And it's even harder breaking into a new country's local genre that is popping over the locals themselves. So Shasha being a Zimbabwean artist, it's not easy for an artist from Zimbabwe to break into South Africa, start off there. And secondly, for you to be accepted within the culture so much.
Yeah.
I remember when she won a BET and I was speaking to my friends, a lot of people were like, no, Shasha's from South Africa, and I laughed. And I was like, you guys are crazy. Shasha is definitely from Mutare. Her name is Chamiso, so for her to be able to do that, that is such an amazing thing. And so when I've seen interviews of Shasha and, you know, interactions that she's had with people, I've had interactions with her through other people too. She's a very humble person. And when she talks about the fact that, you know, this didn't come easy, I can attest to that. It's definitely an uphill task. It's definitely a long journey that she's taken for her to get to where she is today.
I think I remember reading that she got her break by being in a taxi cab. The taxi cab driver was also the driver of DJ Maporisa. So she was talking to him, and he was saying, well, you know, I could connect you two, and it happened. But she was already doing music, and that's the reason she was there. It wasn't like she was just in the cab going shopping as not a musician. But that's kind of also neat how serendipity, and some may call it fate or God's hand, also played a role.
Right. I mean, it's definitely a very interesting story, once again. I agree with you when I say it's fate, because... Who would have thought? I mean, in what world are you in a taxi cab with like someone who can link you to DJ Maporisa?
Yeah.
It's such a very and you're a musician, and it's like, and you know, this really was a sync, something that was destined to happen.
Seriously.
And you know what? I think it was great. It was awesome. It produced something amazing, something that is here to last.
Yeah.
I always tell people I don't think Shasha's going anywhere anytime soon. Shout out to her. Shout out to DJ Maporisa for producing this. It's really amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm really, really proud of her. Really am.
Thanks, Big Mike.
Shout out.
All All right, so now you know Sasha. Do you think she's going to win the upcoming 2021 MTV Award for Best Breakthrough Act? All right, we have got time for one last song. And as I promised at the top of the hour, I am closing us out with one more from Jomian and the Uclos, live from New York. Here are the Nyonlong Phum brothers, JB on lead vocals and keys, Jomian on drums and vocals, and Mathieu on congas, trumpet, and vocals. Right, and with that beautiful live music by Jomian and the Uclos, it is time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for joining me, and I cannot wait to see you again next weekend. Also, a big thank you to Mike Hove, Bill Odidi, the VOA New York camera and sound crew, and also, of course, to the Nyonlong Phum brothers for their wonderful live performance. Now, throughout the week, you can visit me anytime on social media. Go to my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, my Facebook page or group page, my Instagram, that handle is MTIA Maxwell, or to Twitter at Music Time Africa. Message me, post your own music if you're an artist. Look for updates, the latest music news, photos. You have over 200 original video features you can watch, like features of Oliver Mutukudzi, Umu Sangare, Ray Vanny. And also, there's all kinds of other things on there, like ethnomusicological analyses of great songs, live performances, like the one you just heard in this show with Jomian and the Uclos, and backstage action in venues around the world since 2012. As for the radio program, we broadcast live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On our FM stations, we air twice at 15,500 hours and again at 20,500 hours Universal Time.
On shortwave, we are live Fridays, only once at 90500 UTC. And then again, four times throughout the day, Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 220500 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find this radio program online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, people, and stay safe.